Well, having come together at a time like tonight to study the Word of God, to sing songs and offer up prayers before God, there is a good chance that something that you have heard here tonight may have touched your heart, and you might understand that you might need to make a change for the better. That's really what the invitation is all about, and it's not my invitation or the church's invitation, it's the Lord's invitation. He invites every one of us to compare ourselves to the Word of God and see if there aren't some changes that we need to make for the better. And that's what this song of encouragement that we're about to sing is for, to encourage you if you need to respond. We finished out our class here in the auditorium tonight talking about Christ as the head of the church. In Matthew chapter 11, beginning in verse number 28, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You know, that passage is so significant for a number of reasons. Number one, it tells us the place where we must go if we want to receive rest and salvation from the troubles and cares and problems of this life. He says, "Come unto me." Jesus is the only one with the answers. He's the only one that has the hope. He is the sinless Son of God that shed His blood on the cross of Calvary for you and me. There's no other way to heaven but through Christ. And so He says, "Come unto me." And then He says, "All ye that labor and are heavy laden." You know, as far as I know, this is the only time in all the Scriptures, beginning with the Church of Christ that Jesus built, that God had one law for all of humanity. That's why Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor." You know, under the patriarchal system, God spoke to the heads of the families, and those families were told what God wanted them to do. Later, under the Mosaic system, God had a Ten Commandment law and sent the prophets and others to preach to the Jewish people under that system. But under the law of Christ, everyone is subject to Christ's law. Everyone is amenable to the gospel plan of salvation. And so Jesus doesn't say, "Come unto me, all you Jews." He doesn't say, "Come unto me, you chosen Gentiles." He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The reason He can say that is because of what the Bible teaches in Romans chapter 3 and verse number 23. "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And so Jesus knows who needs a Savior. All of us need a Savior. The only Savior that is available, the only one that will work, is Jesus Christ. "Come unto me, all ye that are heavy labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You know, there are many people in this world that teach that you really don't have any impact at all on your own salvation. They teach that God chose a few people from the beginning of the world to be saved, and everybody else is lost, and there's nothing they can do about it. But my Lord says, "Take my yoke upon you." Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds like something that I need to do, something that you need to do, something that every one of us needs to do if we want to be saved. You know, a yoke is something to bind two animals together when they were plowing or working with some kind of implement in the field. What Jesus is saying here is that we take upon ourselves something that yokes us together with Jesus. He says that yoke is easy and that burden is light, but there is a yoke. There is a connection that we have through the law of Christ to our Lord. God gives us His instruction through the New Testament, and we can choose to either reject it and be lost or obey it and be saved. And so, at a time like this, that is the decision that you have before you this very night, the same one that I have before me. And that is, am I going to do what Jesus says or not? My prayer is that you will do what Jesus says. If you're not a Christian, hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized into Christ, where all spiritual blessings are found. If you need to know more about that plan of salvation, you walk right down that aisle while we sing this song of encouragement, and I will study with you, or Dustin will study with you, or one of these elders will study with you until you know everything you need to know so that you can be baptized into Christ. And if you're here as a Christian, you realize that you've sinned and stepped out of the footsteps of Jesus. You realize tonight through the study of His Word or through the singing of these songs or through this lesson that you need to make a change for the better, then do that. Repent of your sins and pray that God will forgive you, and He will. And if we can pray with you and for you publicly because of public sin in your life, we're happy to do that. If you'll let us know of your need right now as together we stand and as we sing.
Thank you for listening to the Augusta Road Church of Christ. Located in Greenville, South Carolina, the Augusta Road congregation worships God in spirit and in truth in a friendly and loving environment. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for Augusta Road COC. And if you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, we would love for you to come by for a visit.